This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
New Year's is always a time to make positive changes in your life. Yeah, we all have resolutions, and sometimes we stick with them. Our very own Leyte Su, New York City restaurant world fixture and host of Word of Mouth on HeritageRadioNetwork.org, hit the streets to ask some food and beverage professionals what their New Year's resolutions are. First, Laura Maniac, one of only 19 female master sommeliers in North America and owner of Cork Buzz Wine Bar.
So my New Year's resolution is not to just drink great wine with people that I don't enjoy drinking great wine with. So, like, even if it's like, you know, 1990 crude Clos de Menil, if the person is not awesome, then I don't care if the wine is amazing. I'd rather drink, like, you know, 2012, like Sancerre with someone I really enjoy.
Chris Jackal, chef at Alanda, a brand new Venetian-Japanese restaurant with Chris Cannon.
Drink more whiskey. Is that a resolution?
Why is that?
Because I don't think I drink enough whiskey. I mean, I think it's just really honest. This year's been tame for me. I'm getting a little older, so I'm sort of relaxing on that front a little bit, but, you know, energy's high, adrenaline's high. I think maybe get a little more whiskey in me.
My New Year's resolution is to compete in 3 centuries this year.
A century
is a 100-mile bike ride. 100 hurts. Like 60 or 70 is a good day. You know, like you break 70 and you start to be like shoulders ache and your back aches and you're running 6 hours on a bicycle.
Okay, so like the first moment that you get off the bike after 100.
Really, my ass fucking hurts. I mean, really, that's an honest answer.
Winemaker and former sommelier at the French Laundry in Per Se, Andre Mack.
I want to get better at working out, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I travel a lot, right? Like I said before, I travel a lot and want to really be able to stay fit and pack a few things in my bag that actually allow me to kind of to take care of my body. My food New Year's resolution is, I've been thinking about this whole concept of I really want to be able to eat what I travel a lot, so about 2 weeks out of each month, and I want to be able to eat what I want to eat. So we've kind of adapted this thing that we eat vegetarian at home, and I want to get better at that, right? So we eat pretty healthy and all vegetarian at home, and that's the goal for 2014.
Wine instructor and former Courtone sommelier, Molly Battenhouse.
To eat more healthfully, which I have been on a very good track for doing, to drink less wine, which is going to be difficult, but to do so in more moderation, to be more healthy.
Jeff Taylor, head sommelier at 11 Madison Park.
Eat more quinoa, because people tell me it's good for me. My New Year's resolution is to go to more art galleries and museums and cultural events in New York.
How come?
Because when you spend a long amount of time indoors at a restaurant, you sometimes forget about what's in your backyard.
Okay.
Nicole Ponseca, owner of Maharlika and Jeepney Filipino Restaurants.
My drink resolution, you know, is what everyone hopes to do, is to drink more water. I really need to do that. I don't consider water as a basic. I almost think that as the not basic. Oh, let me have a glass of wine, a beer. This year will be about, let me have a glass of water and then maybe a beer. And then my food resolution really is, you know, kind of personal, having to do with not looking at food as a distressor, you know. Get caught up in comfort food, and it's all good, but sometimes when you work in a restaurant, it's just so easy to grab something to eat because it's a high-stress environment, and being an entrepreneur is too, so it's personal, but I really want to get better at that. And eating breakfast.
Ali Bazzari, culinary scientist who works with Meadowood, the French Laundry, and the Culinary Institute of America.
All right, so my like requisite culinary New Year's resolution is to eat more persimmons, because I realized that I spent 22-ish years of my life missing out, and then a couple years ago I figured out that they were a thing, and I'm very excited about that. And I have, you know, a few more months of living in Northern California. And I need to really step up my persimmon game.
For more conversations with great food and beverage professionals like this, tune in to Word of Mouth with Leyte Su every Tuesday at 10 a.m. On her first show in 2014 on January 7th, she'll be sitting down and chatting with restaurateur Ken Oringer. What's your New Year's resolution? Tweet us at Heritage_Radio. Have a happy new year and eat well. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Venti Elantico. Thanks for listening.